Mike effing White. The Jets' former third-string quarterback stepped in as QB1 and led the Jets to their best offensive performance of the season. Zach who? The Jets dominated the Bears, winning 31-10 and improving to 7-4 in the season and right back as the seventh seed in the final playoff spot. We break down an all-around dominant performance from the Jets on both sides of the ball and Mike White's 300-plus yard day, plus a little Bam Bam in his debut. We got lots to cover on a happy Victory Monday edition of Gang's All Here from the New York Post, and it's presented by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers.
Throw to the end zone, and Garrett Wilson has a touchdown. One of his first downfield shots has Garrett Wilson. Makesfield will miss. Turns on the afterburners. He's gone. Touchdown, Jets. New York takes the lead. End zone, Moore. Mike White, how about him?
Robert Saleh's team improves to 7-4.
Oh, that's the real New York Jet football.
Welcome to a happy Victory Monday edition of Gangs All Here, our New York Jets podcast from the New York Post. This episode of Gangs All Here is presented by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Be iconic. Visit your Cadillac showroom today. Those highlights you heard, courtesy of Fox. You heard a little clip there at the end as well. In a Jets dominant 31-10 victory, it's Jake Brown here alongside Jets beat writer for the Post, Brian Costello. And Kaz, I'll tell you this. I knew it was going to be a good day with a Jets win Sunday because before the game, I met the infamous Johnny Ice Cream. Serve him up that large vanilla cone, rainbow sprinkled. I've slowly become lactose intolerant, so Johnny's going to have to be the ice cream guy for us here. But what Johnny, me, and the rest of the Jets fans witnessed at a rainy MetLife Stadium was a dominant Jets win, the most dominant of the year, and caused the once inactive Jets third-string QB, Mike White, stepped in for Zach Wilson and reminded us why he's not Mike White. He's Mike effing White. First start of the season, looking like a 10-year vet, 315 yards. Three touchdowns, no turnovers, including two to him, the other Wilson. That's Garrett Wilson, who was him once again. But that title goes to Mike White on Sunday. Say what you want, and we'll talk about it. The Bears suck. The defense suck. This was the game the Jets were supposed to win by 7, the highest favorite that they've been all season against a backup quarterback in Trevor Siemian, a 3-8 Bears team. But to step in, Kaz, and throw for over 300 yards, three touchdowns, not turn it over, in the ugly conditions in the swamps of East Rutherford, Mike White was making it rain. The offense was the white knight because not only did the QB put on a show on Darrelle Revis Day, the Jets backfield decided to join the party with Bam Bam. That's right, Zonovan Bam Knight stepped in there 14 times, 69 yards, nicely done. And yeah, Elijah Moore scored a touchdown as well. Remember him? Jets defense dominated again, 31-10, 7-4 in the season. And Kaz, we said the Jets got to be in the graphic in December. They are 7-4, seventh seed, six games to go. And this is Mike White's team. The guys rallied around him. They love this guy. Zach who? There's a new sheriff in town. He's the 171st pick. Not the second.
Well, I don't know where to begin, Jake. You didn't leave a whole lot of meat on the bone there. First of all, who did you meet?
The kid, Johnny Ice Cream. You know the Jets post every time they win, Johnny gets ice cream. What?
Yeah. I don't really pay attention to where the Jets post. So. Oh, yeah.
Goodness gracious. He's great.
I don't
great.
Know who that is. Okay.
I'll send you a link after you see Johnny.
Okay. I'm happy you met him, though. Yeah, White played well, Jake. Got to see it against a real team, though, right? That team, the Bears, they are a JV team.
I knew that was coming. I knew you were.
They were missing three starting defensive backs, right? Once Eddie Jackson went down, they had three backups on the field. But, you know, he did what he had to do. He played well. And now the Vikings are the worst pass defense in the NFL. So he can do it again next week. They are the 32nd ranked pass defense in the NFL, 31st total defense. So while the Vikings have a good record, their defense stinks. So there's no reason to think White can't do it again. It's just then we'll see in Buffalo. That'll be the real test for him and his offense. But I would have liked to have seen Zach Wilson against this team to see what he could do. I think, you know, he played against a lot of good defenses and that was part of his struggles. It would have been interesting to see him against this unit. But, you know, there's no denying the Jets offense looked better today than they've looked all season. The question is whether it was White or whether it's the Bears or whether it's a combination of both, because the Bears stink. They've traded away their two best defensive players in the last few weeks. They, you know, they really couldn't do anything. But I think LaFleur calls the game differently when it's not Zach Wilson. He looks like he's, you know, when you watch it, you're like, it just looks different. It looks like they're more aggressive. They almost looks like they trust Mike White more than they trust Zach Wilson. And maybe they do. It was a great performance by him. And now we'll see if he can build off of it.
Well, I'll disagree with you. The fact that I would not have wanted to see Zach Wilson out there. And yes, he probably would have been fine, but you weren't going to see 22 for 28, 315 yards, three touchdowns. I mean, he was slinging it all over. He was making the simple throws. He had a couple of deep throws to Zach, to Garrett. Excuse me, I'm mixing them up. But I want Mike White the rest of the year. I know this is a terrible Bears team, but he's earned it. And we'll see. You're right. Minnesota's a bad
team. He hasn't earned the rest of the year yet. He's earned the next few games. You know, in my eyes, this was a three-game experiment, right? It was today. It was Vikings. It's Bills. And then reassess after that. He came out and, you know, he checked off one of those boxes pretty big today. And we'll see if he can keep going now. I don't think you'll see Zach. You know, I thought the earliest to see him would be Detroit. I think he's probably pushed that back a little bit now. Maybe Jacksonville's the earliest to see him. But I don't think he's earned the rest of the season yet, Jake. And I think depends on the team. The team, if the team falls out of the race, then it's a different story. If they stay in the playoff race, you got to ride the guy that's getting you there.
It really is a statement, though, to how different this offense with him. And just the fact that Elijah Moore got involved. I mean, he's alive. I mean, a touchdown catch, 2 for 64. The receivers were alive. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 guys with a catch cause. We may never see that with Zach Wilson at quarterback ever. I do want to see it on the road. I want to see it in Minnesota against a good team. I know they're a bad passing defense, but that's a tough road game next week, and we'll see. But like you said, LaFleur seems to have a lot more trust in Mike White than he did Zach Wilson. We saw play calls that we really didn't see much of with Zach Wilson. And Bam Knight, how about that? How about Bam Bam stepping in there? Do you know the reason behind? Have you found out the reason behind the James Robinson healthy scratch?
They felt Bam Knight was a better option. You know, they felt his running style was better. They have not been thrilled with what they've got out of the running game in recent weeks, and felt like Bam Knight's more of a definitive downhill runner, one-cut runner. And so they decided to try it, and it worked. You know, he had a pretty good game.
He looks good. You were right about him. He is explosive.
Yeah. I mean, this is the guy you saw in training camp. Like, he was in training camp. Like, I want to say this the right way. It wasn't the best player in training camp. But he was probably the guy the most you were like, who is that? Because, right, like when Garrett Wilson did something or Sauce Gardner did something, you were like, oh, well, they're first round picks. You expected it. I didn't know who Bam Knight was, really, you know, and it was like, who the heck is that guy? He just jumped every day in training camp. He was making plays. That's why I thought it was weird that they traded for James Robinson. I was like, I would have rolled with Ty Johnson, Michael Carter, and Bam Knight as my three guys. And if they stumbled, then I would have tried to pick someone up off a practice squad along the way or off the street. I wouldn't have made a trade for him. That was my point at the time. But yeah, he had a nice game. And, you know, I think he's also Michael Carter sprained his ankle, looks like, in the third quarter. We'll see if he's going to miss some time. But, you know, next week could be Bam Knight, James Robinson, and Ty Johnson as running backs.
I guess we don't know the severity yet, but I guess he's going to be week to week, no matter if it's a high or low ankle sprain.
Well, if it's a high ankle sprain, he'll be out for several weeks. High ankle sprain costs you weeks. If it's a regular sprain, I'd say he's probably going to be day to day this week and see if he can come back. But the high ankle is the one that's the tough one to come back from.
Another injury on the offense to try to battle through, Kyle. It's unbelievable. First, it was Breece Hall, you know, after the offensive lineman. And now it is Michael Carter, and it's on option 3, 4, and 5. Again, next man up mentality. He does not go down. Like, I know it's a bad Bears defense, but he was carrying defenders on his back, Bam Knight, in his debut. That was quite impressive. That surprised you, right? The Robinson scratch, because that seemed to come out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. Yeah, no, I didn't know that was going to happen. So that was surprising. Yeah, but I thought it was a good move. And like, look, Robert Saleh last Monday, when he opened the door to benching the quarterback, I remember he said, everything, we're looking at everything. Like, and I believe him. Like, they sat down and just looked at the offense of what can we do? And you know, all the focus was on the quarterback last week, but they couldn't run the ball in New England, and that was a big problem. And so I thought it was, they didn't run the ball great in the first half against the Bears. It sort of, the passing game opened up things for the running game, I thought, because then the Bears started playing cover two in the second half, and that opened things up for the Jets to run the ball. And they really pounded the ball in the fourth quarter and got the running game going. So we'll see in Minnesota if they can do something a little bit earlier with the run game.
And it was nasty out there. It was raining pretty much the whole game.
Yeah, it was.
Usually I like to go sit in the stand. I was happy to be in the warm, dry press box.
Yeah,
it's some halftime rigatoni with some mozzarella sticks. Not a terrible halftime option. And let's talk about Mike White here. I want to play Josh, the audio of him, because the entire game, after the game, the train, which is an absolute mess. Like, it is. I hate commuting there and back. It is a disaster. The train, even back, people were chanting Mike White on a packed train. And he talked about after the game. Josh, let's play what he had to say about those chants.
It's always cool. I'm not going to sit here and give you some quarterback cliche that I'm not focusing on that, which there are times I'm not. But towards the end of the game, I think it would be a lot cooler if they didn't do it while we were trying to snap the ball. But no, I'm not going to complain too much about that.
For the fans that were there, you know, a lot of people, there were a lot of empty seats. And then I felt bad. The Revis Ring of Honor ceremony, there were about seven people in their seats. Like, it was, he was drawn to tears. I mean, before he started his speech, but there was no one out there, but you can't blame him. It was nasty out there. But interesting stuff from Mike Martz, which it might be a little soon to say this because he's had a couple of great games.
He said,
this feels like the Kurt Warner story. Your thoughts?
Ridiculous to say that right now. Ridiculous. Like, come on. Let's give it a little bit. Like, he did have a game against Buffalo last year. He threw four interceptions, right? So, like, let's slow down a little bit.
I love how the team just rallies around him, and you just see the morale is so much better with him there. And, you know, I don't know if guys hate Zach Wilson, but they surely like when Mike White throws the ball to them, because he makes the simple throws. It's not like he took big shots. The one kind of big shot he took was Garrett Wilson. Kaz, that juke, I mean, we've seen that a few times this year. He is filthy. He is him.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. I think that's pretty clear. Yeah. And look, he went out on a limb last week with his post-game comments, and he called out not just players, he called out coaches and said they had to do things differently. And I think they did. You know, I think they listened to him. So that's pretty big from a rookie. But yeah, that move was ridiculous, Jake. He's a special player. Getting two touchdowns today, he was rolling. The thing that's impressive with White, because guys always say this, is take what the defense gives you. He does it. He doesn't force a lot of throws. There was one bad throw that Eddie Jackson should have intercepted, and he dropped. Outside of that throw, I can't think of any that were like, oh, he forced it. He's very good. And, like, you know, the Cincinnati game, remember, he had no long throws in that game. He just took the stuff underneath and kept killing them with these short throws. He's good at it. He just seems to have a poise about him in the pocket. That's what this offense really needs, is just someone to kind of keep the chains moving and keep going and find the open guy. And that's what he did.
And he's got enough mobility to get it done where he doesn't really use his legs and runs. I mean, he didn't have one run rushing attempt. Usually Zach has three or four a game. He didn't have to run at all. If he had to throw it away, he did. And that barely happened. Only six incompletions. And like you said, didn't force the issue at all.
Yeah. Again, I'd like to see him against a real pass rush too.
Yep. That's what I was going to say. I want to see him against Minnesota and see what he does.
Bears pass rush. Oh my God. Like, I actually tweeted they have no pass rush, and then they got it with their one sack after I tweeted that. So I'm sure people are cursing me out, but that was, you know, they had no pass rush at all. It'd be interesting to see him. I also like to see him, Jake, against a team that's blitzing and trying to heat him up. And that kind of, like, Bears are very, very vanilla on defense. I'd like to see someone, you know, see him against a team that shows a lot of different looks and see how he does against that.
And they caught some luck. You know, Justin Fields not playing was huge for them because Trevor Siemian sucked. I mean, he could not do anything. And the Jets, you know, they did it again. They get the luck of the backup quarterback. I'm tallying up how many times. So it was Cleveland was one.
So Brissett was one. So then Pittsburgh Steelers. Is sort of a weird one because Pickett came in at halftime, right? So they didn't start with a backup, but came in. Then Miami, they had Teddy Bridgewater knocked out the first play of the game. So they get the third string quarterback that game. Brett Rippin in Denver. And then this one.
So five games of the backup, and how many of those have they won? One, two, three, four, five. 5-0. Keep playing the backups. Can Kirk Cousins trip over a chain this week or something?
And here's the thing. Like, look, it's a real thing, and I think Jets fans get annoyed when you point it out, but it's a real thing. Here's what I'll say, though, is the Jets – I said this to somebody in the offseason. At some point, this team had to have some luck as well as good play because there's been years of bad luck. And it hasn't all been crappy players and crappy coaching. There's been like crazy luck where teams will get their starting quarterback back the week they play the Jets. That's kind of what's been happening the last few years. They lose the week before they play the Jets and they get like all prepared to play the Jets and come in and beat them. The Jets have had to play with Luke Falk at quarterback. The Jets have had to play with Trevor Siemian at quarterback. They are getting some luck here, but it is well earned through the years of bad luck.
We've had 60 years of bad luck.
No, so yeah, we've had 60 years.
We've had at least 48 years of bad luck with this franchise. So you're right. It's about time we caught some breaks. They're in the graphic. In fact, they are the 7th seed at 7-4. Now they lose the tiebreaker to Cincinnati, who pulled off a tight win. And we thought we were going to get a Chargers loss. They score, go for two. They get a win, so they are right behind the Jets there. And then the Patriots lose. Now it's Patriots-Bills this week, so the Jets are going to get help no matter what. It's a win-win as long as they don't tie.
Which way do you want that to go, Jake?
I'm kind of indifferent. I kind of want the Pats to lose so I have to worry very little about them this
final
month.
Feels like an elimination game for them.
Yeah, like I look at that, like if they lose, they're pretty much done.
And you're going to lose the tiebreaker, the Pats, no matter what. The Bills, you have the tiebreaker right now. If you sweep them.
Then... Yeah, but then I look at it like, all right, going to Minnesota, Mike White wins. You're in first place if the Patriots win. So I am on the fence.
Well, no, you're forgetting about the Dolphins.
That's right, the Dolphins. But Dolphins, they play the Pats.
Have you looked at the Bengals schedule, Jake?
I have. The
Bengals schedule is ridiculous. They get the Chiefs next week, then the Browns with Deshaun Watson, then they're at the Bucks, at the Patriots, they get the Bills, and then the Ravens.
They are the Bengals, though. They could win all those. They could lose 5 out of 6. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one. That's a tough schedule. Yeah. So, like, if you're starting to look at schedules – like they got a tough road ahead of them. I haven't looked at the Chargers yet. The Chargers are at the Raiders. Then they play the Dolphins, the Titans, at the Colts, Rams, and at the Broncos. So Chargers have a pretty light schedule coming up.
That's why the Jets really needed Arizona to hold on there. But of course, the Chargers, again, a miraculous ending. Although who knows what happens when they play the Raiders next week, because the Raiders suddenly are winning games. They help out the Giants by beating Seattle.
It'd be a surprise if the Chargers lost more than three of those games, right? They get the Raiders, Dolphins, Titans, Colts, Rams, Broncos. They should go 4-2. They could drop one of them and go 3-3.
Yeah, Jets don't have much room for error. 10-7, you think would get you in, but it could also lose out a tiebreaker. So 3-3. That's what you got to do this last month of the season, last six games. And I think they will do it. Elijah Moore showed up Sunday. No one was happier to have a new quarterback than Elijah Moore. Josh, let's play what he had to say after the game. I believe it was our own Mark Canizzaro's question. A hilarious answer about who he kissed Saturday night.
Well, I miss it. I was talking to it yesterday. I was talking to the ball, and I was just like, damn, like, you already know how I feel about you. And I was kissing her and I was telling her it's going to be soon. It's going to happen soon. So, it says, be patient. It's going to come, man. The storm, you don't weather the storm, you become the storm. So I'm just thankful. I can't thank God enough, man.
So the ball responded?
Oh, yeah. She told me she loved me and she wanted to get back to it.
What philosopher said that?
I was standing 2 feet away from it. I was perplexed by that. I was going to ask him, can we go over this again? What was that? Yeah.
That might be the new motto for the rest of the season. Weather the storm, you become the storm. The Jets are the storm. I still don't even know what that means, but I like it. And, he showed up looking fly. He is a new man. And this is the thing.
Like, he's always a different guy when Zach's not the quarterback. His stats are ridiculous without Zach.
Listen, it's
a weird thing.
We'll see. But whenever anyone else is quarterback, and this isn't just a Mike White against the Bears, because like you said, with Joe Flacco, who still is the Jets leading touchdown passer.
So now we got Flacco at 5. Zach has 4. White has 3. And
2-tie.
Berrios has 1.
Berrios might tie Zach by the end of the year. Listen, we'll see what he does in Minnesota. I don't want to see Zach in the season. I don't think the book is sold on him, but you know, if Mike White plays this well, it's not, it doesn't mean he's the franchise quarterback.
He's not going to play this well every week though, James.
But
he's
it means you got to go out and sign someone. Well, I'm very curious to see if he has a good game against Minnesota. And then, you know, the Buffalo game's tough because we know what he did last year against Buffalo.
Yeah, well, and it's just Buffalo's defense is good. Like they've kind of been a little off the last few weeks, but they're a good defense. They'll probably be regrouped, and playing in Buffalo is brutal. So that's the one that's going to be, if he can play well there, then it'd be pretty impressive.
So do you look at this Jets team going into December, Kaz, with a new quarterback and again, against a bad team? I want the Kaz real answer right now. Will the Jets make the playoffs right now, looking at it?
I think they will, Jay. I do. I think they will. I think 10 wins does it. So I do. I'm looking, you know, Lions, Jaguars, and then one other game. That's pretty much how it is. Now, I do think there's a game coming up, Jake, that the defense isn't going to show up, right? Like they have at the beginning of this game was like, whew, the defense did not play well at the beginning of this game and they were able to snap out of it. It was against Trevor Siemian. They've played well all year long, right? They really, you know, the beginning of the year, they had a few hiccups. They were getting to know each other, but they haven't had a game where they just got their doors blown off. I just think there's going to be a game where the Jets are going to have to win a shootout. And I'm curious to see that one. But right now it's hard to see them not winning three of these games. And I think that'll be enough.
I'm curious what you think the third, I guess it's too soon to say, but
there's a game you don't see coming, right?
Yeah.
Like any of those games would be an upset right now. I think
they got a shot versus Minnesota.
I don't think Minnesota is as good as the record indicates. Like if you look at Minnesota, they've won a ton of close games. So, you know, yeah, I don't think this is an impossible game for them this week. I think winning at Buffalo is tough. Who knows what that Miami game will be, right? Miami might have a playoff spot locked up. They might not need it. They might not play their guys, so that could be interesting too.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm looking at that last week against Miami as potentially being the one. We'll see. Seattle, you don't know with them. Like they just lost to the Raiders, so you just never know with Geno Smith and that team. They could score a lot, but their defense has not been great.
It's a long trip for the Jets. Like they traditionally have not played very well there.
Listen, this was part one of three. We said beat the Bears, beat the Lions, beat the Jaguars. Step one is done. You got two more, even if you lose to Minnesota and Buffalo. But this was fun, and fans were excited leaving this game. You felt the exuberation. You loved the quarterback change. And now, you know, do your thing against Minnesota. And listen, these are two tough road games coming up. The Jets have been road warriors. Their only road loss came last week. But these are two, you know, Super Bowl contenders. I know the Vikings probably won't, but they are a Super Bowl contender and the Bills are a Super Bowl contender. So now Mike White gets two tests. So if they win next week, Kaz, no excuses. I don't want to hear this is a bad Minnesota defense because they're 9-2 is 9-2.
Yeah, well, they have a real quarterback, right? Like, I mean, Cousins is a legitimate quarterback. Not Trevor Siemian. Justin Jefferson might be the best wide receiver in all of football, and I think that's going to be a fascinating matchup. Whether he's facing Sauce, whether he's facing DJ Reed, that's going to be fun to watch. Right, Jets secondary versus Justin Jefferson. Adam Thielen is good. You know, Dalvin Cook is good. They have a good offense. So that's the difference. Is even though their defense isn't great, the offense is pretty good. So yeah, that's going to be an interesting one. I have a question for you, Jake. Do you think the Jets are going to wear green jerseys at all this year? This fascinates me. They have not worn green once.
I never
this season.
Pay attention to that. I don't know why.
So they wore white in the beginning, right? Because it's hot out, so they wear white. They were wearing white and white at home. Then they beat the Steelers with the white jerseys and black pants. So then that became a thing. They wore them every week, and they won that whole winning streak. They wore white and black. Then they wore the black full blacks against the Patriots at home, lost that game. They went back to the white and black, beat the Bills, lost to the Patriots in it. And then today was the full black against the Bears.
Do you have this in your notes? You have like the jersey.
No. I got this in my head. When will they wear green jerseys, Jake? Because I find this fascinating that Gangrene has not worn green jerseys all year.
I'm more fascinated that you know that over not knowing Johnny Ice Cream. I mean, that blows my mind that you don't know Johnny Ice Cream. They posted after every win of him eating ice cream.
Sunday nights, I really don't pay attention to the Jets Twitter account that much.
Oh, well, they're doing a great job. I like
that's not, it's just I'm busy. I'm writing. I'm recording podcasts. I'm doing, you know, it's a busy night for me. I really, once that fourth quarter hits, Jake, I am not on Twitter very much because I'm writing the whole, you know, I'm writing for the next 5 hours, basically.
Well, they had a good Instagram post where that coin flipping dude who's been right every week was finally wrong.
Oh, he was wrong. Yeah, he had them losing this game. I saw that story. We had a story about that the other day. That was an interesting thing.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad he lost. I don't know that just seems like pure luck. I mean, people believe in that stuff, but the Jets were not losing to Trevor Siemian today. And boy, it felt good leaving that stadium after a dominant win, because I've seen some depressing games this year. Like every time I go, like the first game, 24-9 depression, 27-12 depression, Patriots 22-17 depression. The only good game I had was the Bills. Now I got another one, and we entered December in the hunt. And this is a big week ahead, big week of preparation. You have a full week of prep, knowing who your quarterback is. No need to announce it. No, and I will say this about Zach. I think he got someone in his ear because he sounded humbled when he spoke again. You know, he's got to feel like the last kid picked in kickball right now, because, he's on the sideline looking down like, wow, like this team plays so well without me. And you don't really feel bad for him. He's got $35 million guaranteed and a 4-year contract, but he's got to be he probably feels good for the guys, but deep down inside, he feels like crap.
I don't know. I don't know how he feels. I thought he handled himself very well Wednesday when he spoke to us, and I don't necessarily think it's somebody in his ear. I think he figured it out after last Sunday. And
dad texted him after. He's like, what are you doing,
son? Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he realized what he said when he said it. And I think, once he saw it played back, he said he realized what he did. So I think, I do think this could be a good thing for Zach in the long run. I think it humbled him a little bit. He seemed a little humbled Wednesday. I don't know if that sticks, but he spoke to his teammates, apologized for what he said. I think all that stuff is a step in the right direction for Zach and maturing and figuring things out in terms of how to handle things off the field. Couldn't have been fun today, Jake, watching. Like, it just, hearing them chant Mike White the whole game. I kept thinking, I'm like, man, that's got to be tough. And I looked at him a few times through the binoculars, sitting on the bench, that had to be rough. I don't think he's done, Jake. I've been around too long. Mark Sanchez was done, and then Greg McElroy got a concussion, and Mark Sanchez had to start again. Ryan Fitzpatrick was done, and then Bryce Petty got hurt, and Fitzpatrick had to start again. So I think we could see Zach again this year, and maybe it's White gets hurt and he ends up playing. Or maybe White stumbles and plays poorly and they put Zach back in. So I don't think some people have said, oh, he's never going to play for the Jets again. I think we'll see him again.
I beg to differ, and I hope to differ. I don't wish upon it. Not hoping that Mike White gets hurt, because I'd rather see Joe Flacco. If Mike White gets hurt, I'd rather see Joe Flacco than Zach Wilson. I just think they need a break from him, and you're just seeing the positivity around the team with him out. It's not just the results, but like guys just are loving it. Like, they're calling Mike White the king of New York now. I mean, it's only one game, but the guy's getting the keys to the city. And I think just the story, fifth round pick, 27-year-old, just a guy who was a third stringer and inactive, now stepping in.
He played a great game, though, Jake. If he goes out and throws 5 interceptions, he's no longer the king of New York. Trust me.
Well,
Things change quickly around here, if you haven't noticed in the last, what we've done the last 4 weeks around here with, like, they're great, they suck, they're great, they suck. Things change quickly. And, he is very popular in the locker room. I do think guys like him a lot, but if he starts throwing interceptions, they might not like him as much anymore.
Week in and week out, like, my blood pressure must be really bad. Like, I'm gonna have to see a doctor after this season ends. But I hope that game in Miami does matter, because I could use a trip to South Beach, and I think I'm gonna go down there. It's just my family, like, what are they doing? They scheduled my brother's engagement party like January 8th. I'm like, it's week 18. I mean, obviously they don't pay attention to that, but they want me now. I'm in a tough predicament if that game matters. They want me to come down to South Carolina, where I was for Thanksgiving, to go to. I feel bad. It's my brother, but like,
so what is it? It says engagement party.
Engagement party.
Yeah, I don't think that's you can blow that off. That's not a real thing.
Yeah,
you can blow that off.
Gee, I won't tell.
If it was the wedding, you gotta go.
Well, of course, yeah. And here's the other predicament I'm in. The wedding is October 21st, which is going to be right in the midst of the Mets playoffs.
My nephew's getting married next October. I can't remember the exact date. He's getting married on a Sunday next October, Jake. So might be a full like substitute Gang's All Here next October for one of those games.
Who's getting married?
My nephew.
Your nephew. Okay. So, yeah. Wow, you might miss your first game since like the Bush presidency.
No. I missed the
Obama presidency.
I missed the games during COVID 2020.
Well, that doesn't count. Have you missed a game other than COVID?
Not since I took over the beat in 2011.
Wow. You've done a decade, not counting COVID year, a decade. No miss Sundays.
No miss Sundays.
Wow. That's impressive.
I had a good streak through COVID. I had like, I think it was, I was up to like 140 something. And then I went to the first two road games in COVID, and then it was not worth the risk or the money of traveling. So I didn't go to the Dolphins game that year.
Yeah. Well, that year doesn't count. So, wow, that's impressive. That's like, I mean, that's me with podcast. I haven't missed an Amazing But True. I don't think I missed the Gangs All Year, but
We're in jeopardy. We're in jeopardy, Jake.
Yeah. I'll do it from the dance floor, whatever. I'll do it. You know, the wedding will be a Saturday. I could still do Sunday, but the Jets Dolphins game. And I think I could blow it off too, but I know my family was going to be devastated if I go to Miami to watch Jets Dolphins over my brother's engagement. But you know,
do they know you?
You could have done it like a week later would be playoffs. So that would probably be worse. I'd rather be at a playoff game. Well, if the season ended today, as we draw it up, it would be what? Jets Dolphins, right?
Yeah. In Miami
back to back. It's like the Bengals when they play the Bengals back to back week.
You could stay in South Beach.
I would not hate that. Let me hit up my Florida connect and see if someone's got an extra bed or a couch for me for the week. God, that would be great. I could use a week in the sun. Bring the equipment, bring the ring light. Back-to-back weeks in Miami. Wow, now I'm like drooling at that thought because I went down to Charlotte. People are like, oh, you get a nice warm vacation. It's 30 degrees at night there. It's not warm.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, Charlotte's a myth. Yeah,
people don't understand. But back-to-back weeks, Miami in January, what is that, 65, 70 degrees? Anyways, we won't forecast January weather, but we will forecast that Mike White's going to be the quarterback the rest of the year. We'll preview Sunday's game against the Vikings on Thursday's Gangs All Here podcast, and we'll close out this episode next.
Great freaking job, all three phases, especially in that third quarter. Offense cranking up in the run game, defense fixing everything that we needed to get fixed, special teams making plays. Guys, it was awesome. All right, now we get our minds right, get ready to go play Minnesota.
Ah, always good talking about a Jets victory. The seventh of the year, how about that? Entering December, right in the thick of the playoff race. Can't wait for December football. That says goodnight to episode 125 of Gangs All Here, our Jets podcast from the New York Post. Thanks to Andrew Hartz and Josh Crawford for helping me out in producing the show. Catch up on all old episodes you may have missed of Gangs All Here by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to the New York Post Sports YouTube page to watch full uncut episodes of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Brian Koz and tweet me at Jake Brown Radio. And make sure you leave us a voicemail. We'll play them by noon Wednesday. You have from now until noon Wednesday. If you want to be heard on the next episode, we will play your voicemails, your questions, your comments, concerns. Leave your name, where you're from, and let it rip. 30 seconds about. Don't go too long, but we'll give you 30 to 45 seconds. The voicemail number, 646-974-4942. That's 646-974-4942. Make sure you save that in your contacts, and we'll try to do voicemails on every episode that drops Thursdays for those preview shows. For Brian Costello, I'm Jake Brown. We'll be back on Thursday as we preview the Jets' tough matchup ahead in Minnesota against the Vikings. Thanks for listening to Gangs All Year. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll chat with you all Thursday. And as we do every Victory Monday, on a happy Victory Monday, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Go get your ice cream, Johnny.
Hey, Jet fans, man. We're not done yet. We're just getting going. Let's keep rolling. Let's keep rolling.